Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Just because they seem normal doesn't mean they are. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
In the small town of Delphi, Indiana, the quest for justice in the tragic murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German has taken an unexpected turn. The courtroom is now a battleground where the defense is dismantling the prosecution's case against Richard Allen piece by piece. Alleged confessions without recordings, key witnesses under scrutiny, and a glaring absence of physical evidence, all of it raises a chilling question. Is the real perpetrator still out there? Or has an innocent man been caught in the crossfire of a flawed investigation? What happens when the pursuit of justice becomes entangled with personal ambition and investigative oversights? Today, we delve deep into the latest developments that could redefine this high-profile case. The courtroom in Delphi, Indiana, was thick with tension as Sheriff Tony Liggett took the stand in the trial of Richard Allen, the man accused of the 2017 murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. The prosecution presented Liggett as a key witness, expecting his testimony to solidify their case. But what unfolded was a meticulous dissection of the investigation that had led to Allen's arrest, casting shadows of doubt over the prosecution's narrative. Defense attorney Brad Rossi approached the podium with a calm demeanor that belied the intensity of his cross-examination. He began by highlighting a fact that many in the courtroom found intriguing. Sheriff Liggett was in the midst of an election campaign during the time of Allen's arrest. Rossi probed, "Sheriff, you were running for office in November 2022, correct?" Liggett acknowledged this. "And securing an arrest in such a high-profile case would certainly benefit your campaign, wouldn't it?" Liggett hesitated before admitting that it might. Rossi pressed on, pointing out that the sheriff stood to receive a substantial pay increase upon election, a $50,000 raise. The implication was clear. Could personal ambition have influenced the urgency to arrest Richard Allen? The prosecution objected to this line of questioning, but the judge allowed it, recognizing its relevance to the defense's argument. Shifting focus, Rossi delved into the initial stages of the investigation. He questioned the thoroughness of the search efforts on the day the girls went missing. "Isn't it true," he asked, "that key areas like the Freedom Bridge, the old CPS parking lot, and nearby properties were not searched that evening?" Liggett admitted that certain areas were overlooked, explaining that the search had been organized hastily with available resources. And the defense highlighted how the integrity of the crime scene might have been compromised. Rossi brought up reports of leaked information and unauthorized photographs circulating on social media platforms. Liggett conceded that there had been issues with information control, but maintained that these did not affect the core of the investigation. One of the most significant moments came when Rossi addressed the witness descriptions collected early in the case. He pointed out that none of the eyewitnesses had described a man matching Richard Allen's appearance. Liggett somewhat reluctantly agreed. "So, despite multiple eyewitness accounts, none of them identified my client as the person they saw that day?" Rossi pressed. "That's correct," Liggett responded. The defense attorney then turned to the matter of physical evidence, or the lack thereof. He emphasized that no DNA or digital footprints connected Allen to the crime scene. "You collected a vast amount of DNA samples, did you not?" Rossi inquired. Liggett affirmed. "And none of them matched Richard Allen?" No, they did not, Liggett replied. Rossi's cross-examination also touched on a crucial piece of evidence presented by the prosecution. An unspent .40-caliber Winchester Smith & Wesson bullet found between the girls' bodies. During the search of Allen's home, a similar bullet was discovered in a memory box containing personal items. The prosecution suggested this linked Allen directly to the crime scene. However, the defense questioned the significance of this finding. Is it unusual for someone to own such ammunition? Rossi asked. Liggett admitted that it was common. And is there any proof that this specific bullet came from my client's firearm? Liggett deferred, stating that ballistic experts would address that point. Next on the stand was Officer Vito, who had participated in the search of Allen's home. The prosecution expected his testimony to reinforce their case, but it had the opposite effect. Vito appeared unprepared, often unable to answer basic questions about the investigation. When the defense questioned him about the knives and old phones found in Allen's home, Vito acknowledged that these items were commonplace and that no forensic evidence linked them to the crime. Defense attorney Jennifer Rossi seized the opportunity to underscore the weaknesses in the prosecution's case. She highlighted that despite an exhaustive search, including digging in the backyard, the investigators found none of the victim's missing personal items, such as a pair of underwear and a pink sock. You searched every inch of that property and found nothing belonging to the girls, correct? She asserted. Vito concurred. Perhaps most damaging was the testimony of Lieutenant Jerry Holman. He claimed that during the search of Allen's home, the defendant made incriminating statements like, "It doesn't matter, it's over." The prosecution leaned heavily on these alleged admissions. However, under cross-examination by defense attorney Andrew Baldwin, it became apparent that there was no recorded evidence of these statements. Lieutenant Holman, you had the means to record Mr. Allen, didn't you? Baldwin asked. Holman admitted that he did, but chose not to. So, we're supposed to take your word that my client, who had professed his innocence just hours earlier, suddenly confessed without any documentation? Baldwin's question hung heavily in the air. The defense pointed out that Allen had consistently maintained his innocence and had cooperated fully with investigators. They emphasized that he continued living in Delphi, working his regular job, and showed no signs of the behavioral changes often associated with guilt, such as fleeing or attempting to alter his appearance. Moreover, the defense scrutinized the reliability of key witnesses. They noted inconsistencies in their testimonies and the fact that some had delayed coming forward with crucial information. One witness, who claimed to have seen a muddy and bloody man near the crime scene, did not report this until weeks later. Isn't it possible, Rossi suggested, that this witness is mistaken or seeking attention? As the prosecution's case began to show cracks, the defense reinforced their narrative that Richard Allen was an innocent man caught in the web of an investigation, plagued by delays, oversights, and a lack of concrete evidence. They questioned whether the urgency to solve the case, possibly fueled by personal ambitions within law enforcement, had led to a rush to judgment. The prosecution attempted to counter these points by reiterating the significance of the unspent bullet and Allen's alleged statements. They argued that the bullet found in Allen's home was the only one of its kind there, implying its importance. They also suggested that behavioral changes are not always evident in perpetrators, especially those who might be attempting to hide in plain sight. However, the defense's strategy seemed to resonate within the courtroom. Observers noted that the jurors appeared attentive to the inconsistencies highlighted by the defense. The lack of physical evidence, no DNA, no digital trail, no witnesses placing Allen at the scene became a central theme. The defense concluded their cross-examinations by emphasizing the foundational principle of reasonable doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, Rossi addressed the court, the prosecution has not provided you with evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. They have presented coincidences and conjecture, but no concrete proof that Richard Allen committed this heinous crime. As the day's proceedings came to a close, it was clear that the trial was far from the straightforward case the prosecution had anticipated. The defense had successfully introduced significant doubts about the investigation's integrity and the validity of the evidence against Allen. Families of the victims watched intently, the weight of grief and the desire for justice palpable. The community of Delphi, once united in the pursuit of answers, now faced the unsettling possibility that the wrong man might be on trial. The questions lingered. Had the investigation been compromised by haste and ambition? Was the real perpetrator still at large? And would justice for Abby and Libby ultimately be served? As the courtroom drama unfolded, it's essential to understand the journey that led to this pivotal moment. The murders of Abigail Williams and Liberty German in February 2017 shook the tight-knit community of Delphi to its core. Two vibrant young girls, best friends, went for a hike on the Monongahela Bridge Trail and never returned. Their bodies were found the next day in a grainy photograph along with a haunting audio clip. Down the hill became the scant evidence that both tormented and galvanized investigators. For years, the case remained unsolved despite extensive media coverage and a dedicated task force. The initial investigation faced numerous challenges. Thousands of tips poured in, but none led to a breakthrough. The small-town law enforcement agencies were overwhelmed, and the lack of immediate leads only heightened community anxiety. Candlelight vigils were held, and the bridge became both a memorial and a stark reminder of the lurking danger. In 2022, a renewed push in the investigation brought Richard Allen into focus. A resident of Delphi, Allen had lived seemingly unnoticed for years. His arrest was heralded as the long-awaited break in the case, offering a semblance of closure to a grieving community. The news brought relief, but also raised eyebrows. How had Allen eluded suspicion for so long? As the courtroom battles rage on, one can't help but ponder the delicate balance between the pursuit of justice and the rights of the accused. The case against Richard Allen is emblematic of the complexities that arise when evidence is scant and emotions run high. The defense has masterfully highlighted the gaps and inconsistencies in the investigation, reminding us that in our legal system, doubt must be given its due. It's a stark reminder of the weight that rests on the shoulders of law enforcement and prosecutors. The urgency to solve a heinous crime, especially one that has haunted a community for years, can inadvertently lead to oversights. Personal ambitions like those suggested in Sheriff Liggett's case may cloud judgment, but it's crucial to remember that these are allegations brought forth by the defense to create reasonable doubt. The absence of physical evidence linking Allen to the crime raises important questions about the standards we hold for convictions. In an era where DNA and digital footprints are often the linchpins of criminal cases, their absence here is notable. It forces us to consider how much weight should be placed on circumstantial evidence and on recorded statements. Witness reliability is another complex facet. Memories fade, perceptions shift, and the human mind is fallible. The inconsistencies in testimonies not only impact this case, but also shed light on the broader challenges faced in the justice system when relying on eyewitness accounts. At the heart of this trial are the lives of two young girls and a community yearning for closure. Yet the proceedings compel us to ask, is the rush to find a culprit overshadowing the meticulous search for truth? Are we comfortable with the possibility of convicting someone when significant doubts remain? The unfolding of this case serves as a poignant reflection on our collective responsibility to ensure that justice is served, not just swiftly, but rightly. It beckons a deeper contemplation of how we navigate the murky waters of justice when certainty is elusive. In the end, we're left with a profound question. In the quest for justice, how do we ensure that the scales remain balanced, that the innocent are protected, and that the true perpetrators are held accountable? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.